This is Voice of Indonesia with the news. The Ministry of Health launched the 2024 Nutritional Status Survey on Monday, May 26th, announcing that the stunting prevalence rate in the country stands at 19.8%. The national survey, which is the main reference for accelerating stunting reduction, recorded a decrease in the national stunting prevalence from 21.5% in 2023 to 19.8% in 2024. Deputy Minister of Home Affairs Bima Arya Sugiarto has emphasized that establishment of red and white village cooperatives is part of the government's efforts to realize uniform development across the country. He made the remarks while monitoring a deliberation on special village development in Banyuasi, South Sumatra, on Tuesday. That was the news from Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world.
Cinta Voice of Indonesia, the overseas service of Radio Republic Indonesia, broadcast in 9 language services: English, French, German, Dutch, Spanish, Arabic, Mandarin, Japanese, and Indonesian. Voice of Indonesia is broadcast by shortwave 3325 kHz and 4755 kHz, and via streaming on vonews.id and RRI Digital on mobile application. We present various programs for you: Diplomatic Forum, The Session, Indonesian Wonder, Miscellany, Let's Speak Bahasa Indonesia, Indonesian Pop and Regional Songs, International Musical Entertainment, as well as news and information about Indonesia and abroad. Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world.
You. Don't get me wrong, girl, I'm happy for you. But if I had it my way, I'd be the man to hold you. And I would run up to your boy and tell the lucky bomber clock to never let you go. But it's better if he never knows. I'm such an idiot. I admit I might have made the wrong decision. You would feel the same if he was in my position. Things I could have changed and I should have changed them with you. Nothing but the best is what I wish you.
I wish I could turn. Goodbye. I
Voice of Indonesia.
You are now tuning in with us, and please, I want to remind you of how important for us to connect you, VOI listeners, and of course with Voice of Indonesia. So please make sure to still get in contact with us through our social media: Facebook, The Voice of Indonesia; Twitter, VOI Indonesia, Instagram and TikTok, VOI_official, email voilisteners@gmail.com, and WhatsApp, +62821-2381-2130, +62821-2381-2130. So now enjoy the song from Endang Sukamti called Shubi Doo.
Kau teman keribut, ayo senyum, 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 sedikit, sedikit senyum saja bisa mencerahkan harimu. Wow! Shubidubidab, padam, padam. Shubidubidab, padam, padam.
Gagal di dalam bercinta, pasangan tak punya, begitu merana. Atau ditinggalkan pergi, tanpa basa-basi, bikin sakit hati.
Jangan cemberut, cemberut, cemberut begitu, merengut, 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 nanti kau cepat keribut. Ayo senyum, 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 sedikit, sedikit senyum saja bisa mencerahkan hariku.
Here is quote of the day. Evil wins when good people do nothing, said General Sudirman. General Sudirman is a national hero and the first commander of the National Army. He never gave up and was always ready to sacrifice himself. He was courageous, had great discipline, always fought for the right thing, and was a great model. General Sudirman is known as a very responsible leader.
More from Indonesia is coming up shortly. Stay tuned with us, Voice of Indonesia.
Talking about traditional beverage from all over Indonesia is never ending. One of them is the traditional Riau beverage, which has a unique name, namely Es Laksamana Mengamuk, which roughly translated means the outraged admiral. Even though the name is a little scary and strange, this Riau specialty is very, very fresh. It is actually an ice drink made from coconut milk combined with sugar and quenny mango. Es Laksamana Mengamuk is often seen during weddings and in the fasting month. When the weather is scorching hot, drinking it will make you feel refreshed. It is said that this typical Riau beverage is not only very refreshing, but also good for digestions. The high fiber content of quenny fruit can prevent constipation and other digestive disorders. Vitamin A contained in it is also good for your eyes and endurance. Quenny fruit is also able to meet daily iron needs.
Voice of Indonesia.
Micro, small and medium enterprises, or MSMEs, Minister Maman Abdurrahman has underlined the need for traditional market vendors to utilize digital technology to boost sales. This minister said that we can no longer avoid the tide of globalization and digitalization, because what has caused our declining sales is our delay in adapting to the current situation, particularly the rise of digitalization in our own country. He said this during a visit to Kebayoran Lama Market, South Jakarta, on Tuesday. The minister pointed out the shift in people's consumption pattern, noting that smartphones and the internet have made it easier for people to shop online. For that reason, he said, now is not the time to separate or stop the tradition of shopping in traditional markets, but to utilize both sales methods, conventional and digital. According to the minister, market vendors could use a QR-based payment and digital sales methods. Yes, I completely agree with this one, because the traditional way of conventional way of paying, which is using cash, is nowadays, especially on Gen Z, is not very much utilized. We use QR, Kris, and also M-banking, mobile banking, and also mobile ATMs. So yes, I do agree that everything, because we are now currently living in the digitalization era, we have to shift and adapt it to the current situation. So not to delete the traditional market as a whole, but adapt a bit, a tiny bit, one by one, little by little, the digitalization into the traditional market by using QR and also digital sales method. And probably maybe the traditional market can also have a social media account like TikTok Lives or maybe Instagram Lives that can help them to promote their business and promote their products by using live, because a lot of people nowadays are on their smartphone a lot, and not only they are buying stuff from the e-commerce or the internet, but they are buying right away from the live section of a lot of platforms. So I think, of course, this is a very good suggestion from our minister to utilize our digitalization era. So because we're now in the digitalization era, I know that the VOL listeners not only listening from the regular type of announcer and, of course, the shortwave, but I also believe that the VOI listeners are currently listening through the online streaming, VOI News ID, and also our RRE Digital app. This is the app that you can enjoy directly the programs of all RRE stations across Indonesia, your favorite playlists, inspirational podcasts, and latest video news. So you can immediately interact with us by using like, comment, share, and live chat, because RRE Digital is a solution for an entertainment and information in your hands. Download now on Google Play and App Store. And yes, of course, I will after this be playing you a song called Malam Ini by Soul Vibe. Please enjoy.
Siapkanlah dirimu, tunjukkanlah gayamu, karena malam ini menantimu. Lepaskanlah semua, segala beban yang ada, kini sudah tibalah saatnya. Jangan peduli semua, apa kata mereka. Bersama kita sebut malam ini, bulan tersenyum, lihat kita menari. Bintang berkelip mengikuti irama nada melodi lagu kita. Bersama kita sebut malam ini. Lepaskanlah semua, segala beban
kata mereka. Salah kita sambut malam ini, bulan tersenyum, lihat kita menari. Bintang berkelip mengikuti irama nada melodi lagu kita.
Malam ini aku bebaskan diri dari tegang beban. Setelah ku lalui hari yang melelahkan, senyum senyam, kilau bintang menyapa dalam kebersamaan. Waktunya bagiku untuk beraksi, chemistry alami bereaksi, sinkronisasi frekuensi. What we need right now is a party.
Jangan peduli semua apa kata mereka. Salah kita semua.
Of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world.
Bamboo is a plant which is easy to grow and it can be found everywhere in Indonesia. Many Indonesian people use bamboo for daily activity, beginning for cooking ware, weapon to fighting colonizers until traditional instruments. Especially for Indonesian traditional instrument, bamboo can produce different tone accordance to its shape. West Java is one of regions in Indonesia which has abundant bamboo plant. The most popular instrument from bamboo in the world is angklung. There is another unique instrument from West Java which is made from bamboo, namely karinding. Karinding actually has been existing in West Java and used by people since before Christ. The development of Indonesian music industry, which is so fast, makes karinding instrument just drown. One of West Java's artists is often called Abah Olot to get message from his ancestors to preserve and introduce karinding.
Tahun 2004, Abah mengembangkan karinding, warisan dari orang tua.
In 2004, Abah developed karinding, heritage of parents. Abah must preserve it because message from parents in order karinding arts is not extinct. Abah kept learning to make it be shared and be sold. Then the instrument is spread to all regions, especially in West Java.
Thank you. That was Karinding Rhythm, which was presented by young people of Bandung namely Karinding Attack. Karinding is wind instrument, even though the way to play it, it's not fully to be blown like flute. Karinding is placed on lips, then it is tape on the tap, then it is tap on the right to produce a sound resonance. There are some regions in West Java which makes karinding, such as in Chittamyang, Pasir Mukti, Tasikmalaya, Lewo Malangbong, Garut, and Cikalong Kulon Cianjur, which is made from palm nidra. In Limbangan and Cililin, karinding is made from bamboo and played by women. Karinding is shaped like picker, in order it is easy to be inserted in the hair bun. While karinding, which is made from midrib, is usually played by men. Its shape is shorter, in order to be able to be tucked in a cigarette case. According to Abah Olot, the main material of karinding is fiber of palm tree. In a modern era, the main material is rare.
Kalau dulunya itu dari ranting aren. Aren orang Cina bilang dari dahan pawung. Nah, sekarang
in the past it was made from palm midrib. Sundanese people call it kawung. Now Abah mixed it from bamboo, because if Abah makes it from kawung, karinding will be extinct, because it is difficult to find palm midrib. Its raw material is difficult to be made. To dry, it takes a long time. If it is made from bamboo, it is easy. There are many bamboos. It is fast to be dried. A year, it can be made. The palm midrib takes 2 until 3 years.
Cara jemurnya juga lama, terus kalau bambu mudah, bambu banyak, dijemurnya cepat kering, setahun tidak bisa dibikin. Kalau aren, setahun lebih sampai 2 tahun, 3 tahun baru bisa dibikin.
Since that time, karinding has been known by West Java people, especially in Bandung. Asep Nafat says that karinding has been known in Bandung since 1982. Eccentric artist from Bandung, Hari Rusli, introduced karinding through his music.
Di kota Bandung, barangkali sepengetahuan saya itu mulai adanya eksplorasi memanfaatkan seni karinding ke dalam orkes simfoni itu barangkali didahului oleh.
In Bandung City, karinding art began to be explored in symphony orchestra, which was initiated by Hari Rusli around 1982. Then there was a gap. Finally, it appeared again around 2006-2007. Now it is produced massively in Bandung and surrounding areas.
Belakangan muncul lagi sesudah dengan triggernya karat, ya kira-kira tak mulai tahun 2006-2007 sampai kemari lah, gitu. Gitu, mulai lagi menjadi masif di kota Bandung dan sekitarnya.
Astaghfirullah la baba yarun. Astaghfirullah la banunagi. Astaghfirullah la banungantrog. Astaghfirullah aya kolektor. Astaghfirullah la
Astaghfirullah, susu jeng jajan budak hutang KBPR jeng kredit motor pesan
Santos kabalayar ayeuna.
You have just listened to Karinding Rhythm entitled Loba Istighfar and song by Karinding Attack. Karinding is usually played solo or group, which consists of 2 until 5 players. One of them is arranger of the tone or rhythm. In the past in Ciawi, Karinding was played together with takokak, or instrument which looks like leaf. Conventionally, according to Abah Olot, there are 4 types of tone in playing karinding, namely tonggeret, kogondangan, reogan, and iring-iringan. Karinding can be collaborated with various genres of modern music. It is one of ways of karinding's Bandung artists to preserve traditional music.
Bisa untuk mengiringi musik apapun atau berkolaborasi dengan jenis musik apapun gitu, asal tune atau nada-nadanya dikompromikan. Jadi saya selama ini saya nggak senang kalau ada bilang karinding tidak bernada. Sebenarnya bukan tidak bernada. Nenek moyang kita itu kan sendiri-sendiri.
It can accompany any kinds of music if the tones are compromised. I'm unhappy if anyone says that karinding does not have tone. Actually, it is not tone. In the past, our ancestors made it individually and there was no agreement about the sound. So karinding has tone, but the name of the tones is not identified. As identification of the nation, we have to preserve the traditional arts. We have to keep it. So young people must be aware that we are Sundanese who have to preserve our instrument.
Kita harus menjaga itu, jaga itu melestarikan. Makanya buat untuk anak-anak muda sekarang dan selanjutnya tuh harus menyadari bahwa kita ini orang Sunda, harus melestarikan alat keseniannya sendiri.
Karinding was made by the ancestors to ward off the pest in the past. Because of that, the tones in karinding instrument did not give a name. After a long time, finally karinding is played as instrument to entertain farmers who are waiting their land. Today, karinding begins to be popular in modern music such as rock, blues, and pop. Well, listener, that was a glimpse of traditional instrument from West Java called karinding.
RRI Digital with New Look. Various collaborative content from various national programs, including live visual broadcasts, live radio broadcasts, music playlists, podcasts, video news, and various users' interaction features in the game. Various interesting content such as likes, comments, and shares, as well as live chat with broadcasters and users.
direct messaging and private chat facilities between app users are also available. RRI Digital, available on Google Store and App Store. RRI Digital.
Hati berdebar melihat dia selangkah di depanmu. Jangan terdiam, jangan membisu, ungkapkan isi hatimu.
Tatapan mata jelaskan ada getar hatinya. Takkan lama menunggu
semesta cinta.
Listener, if you visit Ambon, it's incomplete without tasting ikan asar galala, the most iconic culinary in Ambon, Maluku. It is called ikan asar galala because it has been known since ancient times that Galala village is a fish hunter. The basic ingredients of ikan asar are generally cakalang fish, yellowtail fish, or mackerel tuna fish, as long as the fish's texture is dense so that it is not brittle when smoked. Ikan asar is a smoked fish. This is smoked differently and uniquely. In general, the fish is smoked horizontally, but ikan asar is placed diagonally on the side of the embers that produce smoke to make the fish completely dry and fully cooked. The cleaning process is quite simple. After cleaning the entrails, the fish is skewered with bamboo and ready to be smoked on the stove. The smoking takes about 4 until 5 hours and is done in a closed room so that the smoke soaks into the meat until it is completely cooked. Listener, ikan asar has an extraordinary taste because the smoked fish is savory and the aroma is so appetizing. Ikan asar is very appropriate to be enjoyed with warm rice and sambal cholo-cholo, a typical Maluku sauce made from shallots, chilies, basil, and key lime.
Padamu lagi yang aku dengar sana sini kau punya janji lalu yang mana aku dia atau dia jadi bagaimana aku bingung yeah yang jelas aku ingin ke
Kamu buat Voice of Indonesia. VOR.
Today's sound.